What is SaFi? Centralized finance, SaFi, refers to the traditional financial system in which financial institutions such as banks, governments, and other intermediaries play a central role in managing and regulating the financial system. SaFi has been the dominant form of finance for many decades and continues to play a major role in the world economy. With the advent of cryptocurrencies, a new form of finance has emerged: decentralized finance, DeFi. DeFi operates on decentralized, open-source blockchain networks and offers a range of financial services and products that are accessible to anyone with an internet connection, regardless of their location or financial status. While DeFi offers many exciting possibilities, it is still in its early stages and has not been widely adopted yet. SaFi, on the other hand, is well established and has been around for many years. Despite the differences between SaFi and DeFi, the two forms of finance are inextricably linked, as SaFi often serves as a bridge between traditional finance and DeFi. What are the main characteristics of centralized finance, SaFi? Centralization. SaFi operates in a centralized manner, with a central authority controlling the system. This central authority can be a bank, financial institution, or government. Intermediaries. SaFi requires intermediaries to operate, such as banks and other financial institutions. These intermediaries are responsible for managing the financial system and providing financial services to users. Regulation. SaFi is subject to government regulation and oversight, which can be seen as both a benefit and a drawback. The regulation ensures that the financial system operates fairly and transparently, but it also limits the freedom of the users. What are the benefits of SaFi? Stability. SaFi operates under a centralized system and is therefore more stable compared to DeFi. This stability makes SaFi more appealing to conservative investors who are risk-averse. Wide acceptance. SaFi is widely accepted and well-established, making it easier for users to access financial services and make transactions. What are the differences between DeFi and SaFi? Decentralization. The biggest difference between DeFi and SaFi is the degree of decentralization. DeFi operates on a decentralized network, while SaFi operates through intermediaries and is therefore centralized. Transparency. DeFi applications are built on blockchain technology, making them transparent and tamper-proof. SaFi operates through intermediaries, which can make the financial system less transparent. Regulation. DeFi operates independently of government regulation, while SaFi is subject to government regulation and oversight. Accessibility. DeFi applications are accessible to anyone with an internet connection, while SaFi is only accessible to those who have access to intermediaries. Cost. DeFi applications are often less expensive than SaFi because they operate without intermediaries. DeFi and SaFi are two different approaches to finance, each with its own advantages and disadvantages. DeFi offers a decentralized, transparent, and accessible financial system, while SaFi offers a more stable, regulated, and widely accepted financial system. Ultimately, the choice between DeFi and SaFi will depend on the individual's risk tolerance and investment goals. It is important to note that DeFi is still in its early stages and has not been widely adopted yet, while SaFi is well established and has been around for decades. As the DeFi space continues to grow and mature, it will be interesting to see how it develops and how it compares to SaFi in the future.